The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. I am thankful that the decision came down as it did. And here to discuss with me is Abby Johnson, who is without question one of the more inspirational figures to come out of the pro-life movement. I've been fighting this issue since I was a four-year-old boy in 1974 when I first became aware of what this was. And it's been a long litany of people like Abby, like Lila Rose, like others that have stepped up and said, hey, there's a lot more to this than you even realize, and we need to talk about it. Abby rejoins me now, Abby's fame, of course, came from the fact that she was one of the most successful Planned Parenthood directors in the history of that company, and now she's a complete bona fide pro-life believer saying, no, we can save women and we can save babies at the same time. Abby, thank you for being here. Let me just ask you, the moment that this came down, I think there are 13 or 15, it's something like that, trigger states that have that had immediate bans that went into effect. So abortion is now no longer in those states immediately upon the Roe decision coming down. I think another 26 have some sort of process, whether it's legislative affirmation or a governor's signature or something along those lines that have to happen. But there are a number of other, a couple of dozen more states. They're going to be moving in that direction. I think that puts the number at about 40 or 41 states. That means there's going to be 9 where abortion is still going to be as prevalent and maybe even more in demand than it was before the Roe overturn of the Dobbs case. Your thoughts on where we stand in the aftermath of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly exciting. It's an exciting time. People have been, you know, like you mentioned, fighting for this for so long. You know, many people longer than I've even been alive have been fighting against this horrific law. And, you know, we are looking at 26 states that currently have either a trigger ban or have a constitutional amendment or something in their state constitution that makes abortion illegal right now in their state. And like you said, there are many other states that have something proposed in their state to make abortion illegal.
Right.
And then there are, you know, other states. I think it's going to be sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. So we're going to see, you know, sort of deep red states, right, where abortion is completely illegal, or we're going to see deep blue states where abortion is completely illegal for any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy, where Roe is sort of codified in an extreme way.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we have seen happen in Colorado. That's what we've seen happen in California. In California, even going an additional step, Newsom saying that, you know, California is going to be a sanctuary state for abortion, and him signing into law $125 million of state taxpayer money going to fund abortion tourism for his state so that other women can come there and have their abortions paid for. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think, one way or the other, sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. But right now in our country, we have more states that will effectively ban abortion and make it illegal than we have states making it legal, which is, I mean, a huge victory.
Well, I was adding up the math. I mean, you know that I don't have to tell you this. Planned Parenthood alone does nearly 400,000 abortions a year.
Right.
In a lot of states, they're out of business now. And they will be very, very soon. And I'm curious, you know, so how does the pro-life message and the championing of God-given life now change for those people that have been in this discussion and this debate for such a long time? Because the focus has been, let's get a case to the court that can overturn Roe. Now it's like right. we need 50 different teams of fighters to go into every state and make sure that the laws protect babies at this point. And I think that in some ways it's going to get it's going to be so decentralized. I fear it may not remain as strong as it is to fight for life.
Yeah, so that is definitely a concern, Kevin. So that, I mean, that is a concern of mine. That's something that I've been talking about, is that the pro-life movement has gained so much momentum, sort of rallying around this idea that we have to overturn Roe at the federal level. And, you know, my fear is that now that we have done just that, that there's going to sort of be this complacency or apathy, particularly in these deep red states, right? That places like Texas that have a trigger ban, places like Tennessee, where we know abortion is going to be illegal, that people in the pro-life community in those states are going to go, oh, great. Okay. Well, my work is done, right? And now I can move on to something else. But the reality is that truly in the pro-life movement, our work is just beginning at the state level. And we're going to see abortion clinics close for sure, which means, but it doesn't mean that women are no longer going to have crisis pregnancies, right? Just because abortion clinics close doesn't mean that women aren't going to be getting pregnant.
Well, and that's why,
and saying, now what do I do?
And that's why Antifa is attacking crisis pregnancy centers, because they know that they are the ones that are going to outlive this.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, pregnancy centers are now a super threat to the left, right? And so, you know, we need to be doubling down on our support of pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes. And yes, I mean financial support, but also I mean volunteerism, donating supplies, you know, working for them. What, you know, what are we doing to actually support these centers? You know, have you toured your local pregnancy center? Find out what they do. Know where they are. You know, are you putting information about your local pregnancy center on your social media? You know, we need to be really championing these centers and letting people know about all the awesome services that they offer, because crisis pregnancies will continue to exist.
Yes.
And there will be an underground system of women who are willing to, you know, break the law or whatever, to either perform illegal abortions, to get women medication, or to take them to other states. And so, you know, we're combating that as well.
Well, Abby Johnson, you have been a stalwart champion and such a brave person to come out and tell your story and then to live your life. I'll never forget getting to see your ultrasound right here in Times Square. You brought Times Square to a pinpoint silence. And I've never heard Times Square be that silent. So we thank you for everything that you've done. But thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.